This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. As the United States approaches the devastating milestone of nearly 300,000 dead due to the coronavirus pandemic, help is on the way. Help in the form of ultra-cold vaccine vials that left the Pfizer facility in the state of Michigan Sunday and have made their way to regional distribution centers. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, which was the first to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, ushers in the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. The shots are expected to be given to healthcare workers and nursing home residents beginning Monday. Federal officials say the first shipments of Pfizer's vaccine will be staggered, arriving in 145 distribution centers Monday, with another 425 sites getting shipments Tuesday, and the remaining 66 on Wednesday. Doses of the vaccine, co-developed by German partner BioNTech, are given out based on each state's adult population. Then the states decide where they go first. In the western state of California, where healthcare workers will be among the first to be vaccinated, state health officials are prioritizing hospitals that have adequate storage capacity, serve high-risk populations, and have the ability to vaccinate people quickly. The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday that several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Agencies breached include the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the hack in what U.S. media is calling one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating. The extent of the intrusion, a motive, or whether other agencies were affected were not immediately known. This is VOA.